Hello and welcome to a belated version of Sweet Disposition, where we are tackling a problem. And the problem we have is dairy milk caramel nibbles.
I don't think there's a problem with them.
Well, what is a nibble? Like, a nibble is an action, well, isn't a thing.
Well, if you look at the bag, quite clearly you can see that a nibble is something that kind of looks like hamster food.
And the nibbles have nipples. Maybe it was
nipples. Yeah.
Caramel nipples.
It's like a Donkey Kong kind of situation.
I think I'd be more, like, inclined. Like, if they had, like, a proper areola, like...
All right. So, the caramel nibbles aren't actually that new, although what we've got is we've got a big of the sherry packs between us.
But can you get any other type of bag?
You can get an individual portion pack.
So you get a disappointingly small number.
And they still say new on them. I'm not sure if it's like, you know, with like the buttons, you get in the individual size packs, it's small buttons, and in the shares, it's giant.
I think that even when you buy the smaller bag of these, they're the same size. But I don't know if the smaller bag has the same kind of sheen and luster that this one has.
Yeah, it's the same packaging.
Keeping in.
It's very much along the lines of the normal bar.
It's keeping with the normal
All
kind of dairy
is
milk.
The sexy bunny. Yeah. Do they still use the sexy bunny?
No,
she was too sexy.
But they did do...
They should modern her up and put her in like Lady Gaga thongs and stuff.
Oh no. But they did in the Easter edition do a caramel bunny, didn't they? So
I mean, normally... My problem with sexualized kind of anthropomorphized animals is like, I can get behind a sexy bunny, no problem, but... It's that when you put a neckerchief on something, it implies that she knows how to wear clothes. And the implication is that after that point, she's just naked. Like, I mean, if she's not wearing any clothes, that's fine. She's a rabbit. But once you put one thing on, like, you kind of jump the shark at that point.
Okay, I'm going to crack them open. So normally there's just a tagline on the back about it being what it is. So on this one, it's love caramel, so do we. In fact, we love the combination of our caramel and dairy, Cadbury's milk,
Just get on with it and open the thing.
The bag is reclosable.
No sexy
not
bunnies
resealable.
Is what it should say.
It's so,
that's
okay.
A good sound. Oh, some of them are broken.
So they're quite big.
They're like bigger than...
They're buttons.
They're bigger than a giant.
Also, look, they're missing the nipple.
Yeah.
I was led to believe these had nipples on them.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to eat two stuck together because that seems like
that's
a good way to eat them.
It's unscientific.
I'd also like to mention that these are some of the few Cadbury's products that don't have may contain gluten on them.
These are delicious.
The chocolate at room temperature with the caramel at room temperature is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to eat these. I don't know. At the fridge, they might be good, but I think it's better when...
No, I prefer at room temperature.
Personally, I prefer if they were just solid chocolate.
They're called buttons.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but...
Are you generally not a caramel fan?
No, it's not that. It's just that when I like caramel, I like to eat, have a lot of it, and I don't think there's quite enough in these to satiate my need for caramel.
I was going to say, I would prefer that there would be more caramel.
I like that when you buy a bar of caramel, you can kind of eat around the core of caramel, and there's quite a bit in there, whereas this is just kind of like a smearing.
I mean, let's not lie, this caramel in here is still the best caramel you can get in chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, we've tried numerous others, but...
You can't fit a lot in this small form factor, though.
No. My only problem, if you eat too much of it, it's a bit kind of cloying.
I really
it's good, don't get me wrong, but...
Yeah, we're really enjoying these. Let's just finish off the packet.
Alright. That's a pretty strong indictment of a...
I don't know, because something can be Moorish without you actually thinking it's brilliant.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with Cadbury's chocolate in general.
No,
but... do you know when you eat something and you like kind of you finish the mouthful and you think, I just wanted something more from that?
Oh, like cocaine.
Yeah. Need something more cokey.
I have to tell you, I think that this chocolate clears your mouth quicker than the
cocaine nibbles.
Than the general Cadbury's caramel does. Because that tends to sit in your mouth for quite a long time, I feel. Whereas this seems to clear it quite quickly.
Well, here's my question to you.
Kind of milk.
Is there another Cadbury's product that you could put in the middle of these that would be better? I mean, I personally don't like Turkish Delight, but I can imagine a world where
Cadbury's
Turkish Delight nibbles exist.
Cadbury's Dairy Milk.
No, that's
with a
button.
With a core of dairy milk. No,
tiny bit of
shortbread. It's discreetly separate from the main part of the chocolate.
Yes, biscuit would be good. Do you know what?
Poppadom.
I like these. Mm. I'm going to give these a 4 out of 5. Yeah?
5 out of 6.
Josh?
I'm going to give them 4 naked bunnies out of 5 naked bunnies.
Sam?
I would give them a 1 out of needs to be more like Cadbury's buttons.
And I'm going to say that's a pretty good review.